Okay, let's look at this S-turn diagram. There's a downwind side and there's an upwind side. The downwind side of the diagram is represented by turns 1, 2, and 3. The upwind side is turns 4, 5, and 6. So when you begin this maneuver, your steepest turns are going to be downwind, 1, 2, and your shallowest turns are going to be upwind, turns 4 and 5. If the turn on the upwind side is too steep of a bank angle, then the bank will increase too rapidly on the upwind side, and the S is going to be smaller than the S on the downwind side. That you also won't complete the turn before the airplane is over the reference line. So the thing to remember is your downwind turn is going to be the steepest turn, and your upwind turn is going to be the shallower turn. If you're flying this S-turn, and you're making consistently smaller half circles on one side of the road than the other, and the turn is not completed before you cross the road, which turns would that most likely occur in, if the turn isn't completed before you cross the road? Can you see how if that occurred in turn 4, 5, and 6 because the bank is increased too rapidly during the early part of the turn, this would cause the airplane turn to not be completed before crossing the reference line? The question is saying, it's not specifying whether you're upwind or downwind, but the tendency is to make a smaller half circle on the upwind side because you've got your slowest ground speed, and unless you consciously shallow out your bank, the upwind side is going to be smaller and smaller, and your turn won't be completed before the airplane crosses the road. This would most likely occur in turn 4, 5, and 6 because the bank is increased too rapidly during the early part of the turn. It's easier to mess this maneuver up on the upwind side than it is on the downwind side. Why? Because in the first half of the turn, at position 4, the bank should begin really shallow and then increase in steepness as the airplane turns crosswind, and then become steepest at position 6 when the airplane turns downwind. If the turn is started with too steep of a bank angle, the bank will increase way too rapidly, and the upwind half of the S is going to be a lot smaller than the downwind half of the S, and the turn will not be completed by the time the airplane is over the reference line. And that concludes our discussion of Figure 67.